You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. Art and Soul, the visual arts with Omari Rush, the Director of Community Engagement for the Ann Arbor Art Center. Hi, Omari.
Howdy, Lisa. How are you doing today?
I am doing great, but we are here to talk about the visual arts in our area. And there's something really cool that's new that's coming up.
Yeah. You know, Lisa, the folks over at Wonderful Productions are most well-known in our community for doing festivals and full moon in the Ann Arbor community. Well, they've expanded their operations. They've been working with folks in IPSY to understand what folks in IPSY would like to do and have come up with this new initiative called IPSY Glow. It's going to be a glowing block party centered around North Washington Street on October 27, 6:30 to 9. It's going to be an evening where of lanterns, light accessories. It's connected to Halloween.
I was going to say, is it Halloween related?
Yep. So there, you know, folks will be in masks and costumes. Area businesses will have special storefront window displays. It'll feel like a fun, festive fall evening, and clearly, like, very bright and glowy.
What prompted them to create it?
Well, you know, Wonderful Productions, they're have gotten into this rhythm of being in constant evolution. You know, it started off with these giant masks that they were doing, and as a part of a parade with festivals, and that evolved into full moon, a kind of light festival in downtown Ann Arbor. And now that's expanding to IPSY and becoming an even bigger initiative, and one that is feels really inclusive of the community. During the month of October, they're going to be leading a variety of community workshops at sites throughout Ypsilanti that allow people to make their own accessories, explore light and art, and go online to their website, ypsyglow.org, to find out the schedule of those workshops. They're all free and open to the public. They'd love to have you, and they'd love for you to participate, you as the community, in IPSY Glow.
I have a natural glow, so if you
absolutely
you had to clarify the community, not just me. IPSY 24, there's a new film competition coming up.
Well, yeah, IPSY 24 has been around since 2012, and you know, it's really cool because it's 24 hours that filmmakers throughout the area get to shoot a full film. You know, clearly it's going to be short.
They have 24 hours to do it.
The 24 hours awesome. To do it all. You know, they have some creative constraints that make sure that people don't kind of get ahead of the game and plan it all out before. Yeah, so the shoot happened over October 8 and 9, 24 hours to get it all done. And they'll be showing those films October 14 at the Towsley Auditorium on WCC's campus. Doors open at 7 p.m. It's free. They do ask that you RSVP. But, you know, it's a great, fun competition. It highlights actually a variety. Well, it's likely to highlight a variety of artists who participated in PopX this year, who are filmmakers, but also likely to highlight folks who we don't know and haven't seen. And that's the really wonderful thing about events like this. Mark Ducker has done a really great job at pulling it all together, and I wish them all the best this year.
So much talent in our area. That's why we do Art and Soul every week here on 89.1 WEMU. And this week it's the Visual Arts with Omari Rush, Director of Community Engagement for the Ann Arbor Art Center. And you have an annual event coming up at the Art Center as well.
It is our 94th annual All Media Exhibition. Lisa, this has been running, well, clearly for 94 years.
Since we were small children.
We little ones. Yeah, so 94th Annual All Media Exhibition. It runs October 14 through November 12. We have our opening reception this Friday, October 14, 6 to 9 at the Ann Arbor Art Center. This exhibition is really great because it's open to anyone. You know, folks can submit their favorite painting, that sculpture that they made out of iron, or that pottery piece that they did.
How many submissions did you get?
Well, this year we had over 600, which is like blown our submissions out of the water for all media. And our juror for this, Paul Catula, is a ceramic specialist, but is, you know, well versed in the arts broadly. And he's a bit of a minimalist. So of those 600, only 48 are actually going to be in the show. So it's going to be very clean. There's a great variety and diversity of work, and actually quite a few from the Washtenaw County area, which is really wonderful that we're able to, of all those submissions, have so many that are from our community, showing the depth arts talent and engagement in our area.
And so. Creativity, because I understand he gave it a special name.
Well, yeah, he saw one of the submissions. It's this photograph of these young folks holding up signs that say "Free Wet Hugs." And so so the expanded title of our exhibition is "Free Wet Hugs." The 94th annual exhibition.
I love it. And how long do we have to see it?
So it runs through November 12th. And go online, AnnArborArtsCenter.org, to see what our hours are and come right up to the gallery and check it out.
And I love how you do art for everyone of all ages. And you have a children's program?
Lisa, you know I've talked about the Ann Arbor District Library a lot. And once again, they are right there with us as partners in opening up the accessibility of arts to folks of all ages. In this case, it's young people ages 5 to 12. They're partnering with us on a series of workshops on Sundays, free and open to the public, no registration required, that they call Drawing in the Library. Each week is a different theme. You know, one week is about painting fall leaves. Another is working with soft pastels and landscapes. You know, we all love Shel Silverstein, so there's one that's going to be about Shel Silverstein-inspired drawings. Yeah, and so, you know, it's really great that children get to explore the arts, get to be inspired by the arts, and do it in the library. I mean, it's a place that you think is all about books, but once again, they're showing that it's really a community gathering space, and it's a space for us to learn, explore, and to grow. And we're excited to be working with this, working with them in this partnership, and look forward to a wonderful season of doing these workshops.
Give us an update on the Stadium Boulevard art project.
Well, Lisa, it's been tough, you know.
Yeah.
It's been
tough. Did you get a lot of submissions?
We got a lot of submissions, and our we had two panels come together and help us whittle it down. We have three semifinalists now that we'll be taking to the community during the week of October 17 to get their input and feedback. And
so we get to vote?
Yes, absolutely. We're really excited about what they've come up with and about, again, I mean, it's been a theme of what we've talked about, the depth of creativity just like bubbling up in our community. And so, yeah, folks, look out, AnnArborArtsCenter.org, check in there. We have a Facebook page, all those things for updates about how you might participate and helping us select artwork for Stadium Boulevard.
Omari Rush, Director of Community Engagement for the Ann Arbor Arts Center, thanks so much for joining us on Art and Soul.
Thank you, Lisa.